In the studio right now is Dr. Ed Canova from the Denver Jazz Club Youth All-Stars. We invited Ed to stop in. Usually, Ed's here on the other side of the 7:30, right? The other 12 yeah, hours that's and so very forth. True.
This is early for me.
That's early, and Jeff Anderson isn't here either.
So. No, I'm usually with Jeff. Yeah, that's true.
Well, hey, welcome, and congratulations on one heck of a career just with Denver Jazz Club All-Stars.
Thanks so much, Carlos. Yeah. It's been great. I've just enjoyed the ride.
That's really, really good. So can we reminisce just a little bit?
Sure.
And so how did you get started in this specifically, and how did this evolve into the Denver Jazz Club?
Well, what happened was I was at Arapahoe High School as the director of bands, and I was there for 22 years,
right?
And I always had the Dry Creek Dixie Dogs. Matter of fact, I had them in the studio.
I remember
too.
Them. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I and they were in a great group. I've always had a love for traditional jazz, and we actually won some Downbeat Awards and the whole bit. It was really fun having them at Arapahoe. And then the Denver Jazz Club, I've kind of been involved with over the years. They had us come in and do a performance or two, and the idea came up. You know, when you retire from K-12 teaching, why don't you try this? Let's maybe consider it for the Front Range, you know?
Right.
So we developed the Denver Jazz Club Youth All-Stars, which then became not just one school.
Right.
But then we auditioned kids and ended up having a traditional jazz group from a variety of schools. And that's how it's been going for 14 years.
Yeah, and from high schools, right?
High schools. They're all high school age. And we had that. Well, Rico Jones was in as an eighth grader. I think he may have been my only eighth grader.
He's an exceptional.
Oh, yeah, he was exceptional.
Exceptional musician.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow. So 14 years, my gosh, there's been a few hundred kids come through.
There have been a bunch of kids. It's been that eight-piece traditional jazz instrumentation of clarinet, tenor sax, trumpet, trombone, banjo, plectrum banjo. So we wanted to keep the traditional style from New Orleans and keep the plectrum style going. And then we had, of course, either tuba or bass, piano, and drums.
So plectrum banjo. Yeah. Could you explain that to
me? Well, it's the four string. So it's four string. It's got longer neck. And that's the way the guys played.
A tenor
or a five string.
Which is what Bela Fleck would play today?
Yeah.
That kind of stuff?
Sure.
Wow. I love learning about
it was not easy. I would get a guitar player, and most of them all started on guitar, even though I had one that did not have guitar experience and still taught them. And then find not many plectrum banjo professionals in the area, but I had a couple over the years, and they would help me get them started, make the switch.
I see. And so you personally played some instruments, or what do you come from?
Yeah, I'm kind of a retired trumpet player, but I played trumpet basically, not the others, but I would always use resources,
of
get
course.
People coming in that could be experts in those particular instruments.
Got it. Okay. The other thing is you guys have consistently put out some really good work on recordings.
Yes. Like
every year you somehow find, you've had the talent, but somehow find the resources to put out one CD after another.
We did, and that was some of the best experiences, you know, going to the recording studio, giving the kids those experiences, and finding tunes that we really wanted to put out year after year, and then using them in our promo packages. So we did get the invitations to Montreux and some of the real, you know, international jazz festivals, and even the national jazz festivals.
Yeah. Well, you know, you also had a series of live performances here over the year, almost annually, have been part of the High School Collegiate Series with KUVO, and that dates back a ways.
Oh, yeah. I think we've done all 14 years, and we've just loved every time we've come.
Yeah.
It's been so great, and I love your new studio. That was so great, the last one we did in the big studio, which was really fun for us.
Yeah, the retiring director of the Denver Jazz Club Youth All-Stars, Dr. Ed Canova, is in the studio with us this morning. Ed, you're also involved with the Evergreen Jazz Festival up in the mountains here.
Yes, we're going up today to perform. This is the opening day of the festival. Actually, yesterday we had the Evergreen Jazz workshop for students who were interested in learning about traditional jazz and had some great faculty. Today, my Denver Jazz Club Youth All-Stars will be involved in what they call the Friday Friday Jazz Festival Band, and they'll perform between noon and 2:15 as part of the educational, it's the free opening session of the Evergreen Jazz Festival, and then we'll have a set at the Lake House, 2:30 to 3:30 today.
Yeah, it, you know, it's interesting to me that anytime you can get youth involved in a certain form of this genre we call jazz, because it's so varied now, right?
It's, yes.
You thought there was all these different aspects of jazz 40 years ago. This is a real global kind of expressionist kind of music now that can come from everywhere. Yet traditional jazz, when you say traditional jazz, people know exactly what we're talking about here.
Well, and you know, it's students, it's interesting. Yeah. We play the Denver Jazz Club every month, our big sponsors. And the average age there is probably 75-ish.
Right.
And for the kids to go in there and play, and they, oh my God, the members love it. Because we play in between the pro bands every third Sunday of the month at Westminster Elks.
Yeah.
But see, that's another great example of, and of course the swing dancers, they love the traditional jazz scene.
Right.
So we've done some of the things with Karen Carrasco and some of the, like, the intercollegiate swing dance competitions. But see, it is. It's cross-referenced with the different genres of jazz, but still keeping kids really interested in this particular area.
Well, it kind of brings me to my point in terms of how to play this music, but keep it in, like you say, keep it interesting for the kids. So when you are, and in a moment here, when we wrap up, we're going to play a rendition of Manteca that's been around since the 40s with Dizzy. It's a classic bebop, Dizzy Gillespie, Charlie Parker, Chano Pozo thing. And yet, when I was listening to the tune, I'm going, my goodness, listen to that. You know, first of all, the recording quality was excellent, but the arrangement of it and the way you guys weaved from a more of a traditional, I could hear the clave, and then, I mean, it was just extraordinary.
Yeah, we do a lot of lifting off recordings, but sometimes we'll combine some things and do things within that and add our own creativity. But it's a lot of fun to tell the kids to, you know, hey, listen to this. Let's try this rendition. And come back next week, and let's see if we can put that together.
Yeah, because it's not just about quote unquote being repertory, like playing every note and doing everything exactly the way it's on a sheet of paper, but also contributing to what first of all you put on that paper.
Yes, and putting our signature on it.
Exactly.
And with a plectrum banjo in some of those.
Wow.
Like, that's kind of fun to add that New Orleans flavor to some of these more contemporary tunes.
Right. Well, you've done an amazing job over all these years. Last thing, any real special memories that I'm sure you got quite a few that stand out, that are like highlights for you after all of these years?
Yeah. You know, probably the very first time that we did the Montreux Jazz Festival, and we did Switzerland, and we did Italy, and we performed in Umbria. Some of those jazz festivals, those experiences, seeing the kids on that stage in front of an international audience, absolutely incredible.
Wow.
But I do want to invite everybody to Monday if you can make it. Yeah, it's our big one last time party celebration. It's going to be a Q's Pub and Grill down in Littleton on West Chatfield, and 6 to 9 p.m. We have many professional jazz musicians playing, as well as all these students have been invited back over 14 years. So it's going to be a packed house, and it's going to be just so much fun to celebrate the venues. We've invited everybody. You know, it's amazing how many people support something like this over 14 years.
Yeah.
So many of our webmaster, all the contributors, all the donors. It's been just an incredible thing for Denver. It's been so wonderful.
Well, congratulations to you for your efforts and your work and this you could I could tell it's passion. It's a deep passion of yours.
It really is, and it came to fruition, and I thank everybody for your support.
Well, even though you're retiring, somehow I don't think we have seen the last of
No,
you.
I'll be doing quite a work still. Quite a bit of work.
It's hard just to say, okay, that's it.
I'll be involved in music in many ways. But thank you so much for all your support at KUVO. It's been just terrific.
Always. Yeah. Dr. Ed Canova, thank you very much. Who was it that used to say on the air? Good night, not goodbye.
Oh, yeah.
It was an old disc jockey. I can't remember his name. I stole it from somebody.
That's a great one, Carlos.
There it is.
That's
like
a great one.
It's like musicians, right? You grab a little something and you just got to make it yours.
There you go.
Thank you very much. Good luck this weekend up in Evergreen.
Thank
and again,
you.
The final one last time party is going to be Monday. We have the information here in case you missed it. And we'll be happy to pass it on and also get it posted on our website.
Thank you for doing
promote
that.
It.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. You have a fantastic day. Let's check out the tune that fascinated me. Here are the Denver Jazz Club Youth All-Stars with Manteca on KUVO Jazz.
Manteca. Manteca.